Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing until we find a permanent church sanctuary. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020#. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. Spiritual warfare is real and constant. If you want clear, godly instructions on how to be victorious, spirit, soul, and body, you need to buy my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh from Kansas City Christian Faith Center, where we love people, live victoriously, spirit, soul, and body. And let me welcome you to our weekly radio broadcast. And please remember these words from the book of John, chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Amen. Well, praise God for the privilege, the honor, and the opportunity to share with you the living word of God. Amen. Family, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you more personally, so we may serve you more faithfully. We invite the Holy Spirit in to think through my mind and speak through my lips the wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the truth of the only true and living God. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. Satan, we rebuke and remind you and render all your powers null and void. And you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. This we ask in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, we pray. Shalom, shalom. Amen. Well, if you have your Bibles, please open them to the book of Proverbs, chapter 22. And we're going to continue our teaching on disobedience, understanding disobedience and its consequences. Once again, disobedience, understanding disobedience and its consequences. And I will be reading from the Amplified Study Bible. So if there are some words that are different from yours, please do not be concerned. We will get to the same place at the same time. Now, Proverbs chapter 22, verse number 6. And it says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, teaching him to seek God's wisdom, for his will and his ability and talent. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it." Amen. Now please go to the book of Ephesians, chapter 6. Again, that's Ephesians chapter 6. We're going to read verse number 4. And it says, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger. Do not exasperate them to the point of resentment with the demands that are trivial or unreasonable or embarrassing or abusive, nor by showing favoritism or indifference to any of them, but bring them up tenderly with the loving kindness in the discipline and the instruction of the Lord." Amen. So we see here in these two verses, number one, we are to train up our children. And that word train simply means to make one to do. To make one to do. So we're to train our children up to see God's wisdom and his will and his abilities and talents. And we also are to do it with tenderly and loving kindness in the discipline and the instruction of the Lord. Amen. And it tells us when he is older, he will not depart from that. Amen. And so we have to understand that training our children starting at a young age is so important, for it gives them an advantage, a leg up on the enemy. And proper training is so important, because you can't improperly train somebody. You know, you can be sincerely about somebody. You can be very sincere about something or a subject, but you can be sincerely wrong. Amen. So that's why it's important that proper training is so important, because it would keep them from departing from the Word of God. As they grow and mature in their faith and the teachings of God's Word, they will not depart from God's Word. Now, they might stray off the path for a moment, but they're going to come back to the Word of God. Why? Because God's Word is true. God tells us he is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. So it's important in the foundation of your children, because it teaches them to be obedient instead of disobedience. You know, parents, grandparents, uncles, aunts must remember that your first responsibility as parents is to love and protect your children. People have to fully understand that everyone has to be taught to love. Not this worldly kind of love, because that's a fictitious type of love, a phony type of love, but the love of Christ. Amen. Parents, you are the first gods your children are going to come in contact with. So your lifestyle, your attitude, your obedience to the things of God should reflect God himself, because you are made in God's image and likeness. Amen. As I said before, this teaching on disobedience is for the body of Christ. It's for the believer, not the non-believer. For the world is going to do anything they want. Just look at it today. Just look at the news and see what they're doing. They're just as nutty as a fruitcake. Amen. So this teaching is for the believer. I want to know, why is the Christian being disobedient? Why do the Christian look like the world? That's what we want to understand. And I believe this teaching is giving us some understanding on it. So please turn in your Bibles to 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Again, 2 Chronicles chapter 7. We're going to read verse number 14. And it says, "And my people who are called by my name, if they humble themselves and pray and seek, crave, require as a necessity my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear them from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land." So God is telling us, hey, all we have to do is be obedient. It said he will hear from heaven. He will hear us from heaven. and he will heal our lands. Amen. The church as a whole is not on one accord. And sin, unfortunately, has crept his way into the body of Christ that you can't recognize some churches from your local nightclub. You know, the scripture tells us all that's in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Amen. And that has crept back into the body of Christ. We have become immune to God's instructions. Now, I would hope the non-believer would listen to this message and come to an understanding regarding its principles so they would live a good and moral lifestyle and hopefully come to believe in Christ. But we as believers must get our house in order first if we are going to think or expect the non-believer to follow us or believe God's word is true. Our obedience is hinging on it. Our obedience is hinging on it. Now, we have already discussed the first question in this teaching, which was, what causes the believer to be disobedient? Jesus said something very profound in the book of John, chapter 10, verse 10. He says, and with the second part of that verse, it says, I have come that they may have life and have life more abundantly. If Jesus tells us, and we are followers of Christ, that he have come that we might have life and life more abundantly, then why did we decide to go to a life of sin, death, and destruction? Why is that? Why is the Christian hard-headed when it comes to the things of God's word? Now, we're going to look at the second part of this teaching, because we already discussed the first question in this teaching, which was disobedience. What causes the believer to be disobedient? We have identified two causes that will, if acted upon, in my opinion, will cause you to be disobedient to God's word. One is free will. God has given us free will, which is a privilege. He gave us a free will for us to make our own decisions. Decisions to either say yay or nay. And those decisions can be long-lasting and life-changing. And the other one is not knowing and understanding who the real adversary is. See, a lot of Christians don't know who their adversary is. And we have to understand who that adversary is. See, we're dealing with spiritual wickedness. Our fight is not against flesh and blood. Now, we're going to look at the second phase in this series on disobedience, understanding disobedience and its consequences, which is the consequences for the believer for being disobedient. See, there are some consequences to us as believers for being disobedient to God's word. Yes, there are some consequences. The universal law for cause and effect states that for every effect, there is a definite cause. Likewise, for every cause, there is a definite effect. Amen. And so we're going to look at what are some of the consequences for the believer for being disobedient. So open your Bibles, please, to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Now, this chapter consists of 68 verses, which reveal the blessings and the consequences for disobedience of God's word. The first 14 verses deal with the blessings that God has bestowed upon us. Approximately 20.9% of that chapter. The next 54 verses deal with the consequences for disobedience. Approximately 79.44% of that chapter. Almost twice the number of verses warned us against disobedience. Is God attempting to tell us something here? I believe he is. And we're going to look at all 68 of these verses, and we're going to read them all. The scripture tells us faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. So the more you hear the word of God, the more it gets into your spirit, man, and you can get some understanding of God's word. So we're going to read every one of these verses because I want the Christian man to understand what we do. We're dealing with something that's really important, and especially the man, because God gave the man the responsibility as the spiritual leader and the spiritual protector of his family. Amen. Deuteronomy 28, verse number 1. And it says, now it shall be, if you diligently listen to and obey the voice of the Lord your God, being careful to do all of his commandments, which I am commanding you today, the Lord your God will set you high upon all the nations of the earth. So we see from the get-go, God is telling that he will put you above all nations if you just obey. Verse number 2, he says, all these blessings will come upon you and overtake you if you pay attention to the voice of the Lord your God. Now, God is letting you know, okay, I'm getting ready to tell you what these blessings are, and they will come upon you and overtake you if you obey the voice of the God. Verse number 3, it says, you will be blessed in the city and you will be blessed in the field. The offspring of your body and the produce of your ground and the offspring of your animals and the offspring of your herd and the young of your flock will be blessed. He says your basket and your kneading bowl will be blessed. He says you will be blessed when you come in and you will be blessed when you come out. The Lord will cause the enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before you. They will come out against you one way, but flee before you seven ways. So we see here God will even make your enemies to fear you, and they will come out one way, and they will flee seven ways. Verse number 8. It says, the Lord will command the blessings upon you in your storehouses and in all that you undertake. And he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God gives you. It says, the Lord will establish you as a people holy and set apart to himself, just as he has given to you and sworn to you. If you keep the commandments of the Lord, your God, and walk, that is, live your life each and every day in his ways. Look what it says. It says the Lord will establish you as a people, holy, set apart. God wants to set you apart from all the other nations if you only keep his commandments and you live each and every day of your life according to his commandments. It says, so all the people of the earth will see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they will be afraid of you. The Lord will give you great prosperity in the offsprings of your body and in the offsprings of your livestock and in the produce of your ground, in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. It says the Lord will give you not just prosperity, but great prosperity. Amen. The Lord will open for you his good treasure house, the heavens, to give rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand, and you will lend to many nations, but you will not borrow. He says the Lord will open for you his good treasure house. So God has a special treasure house. Amen. He got one for others, and then he got a special one for you. Hallelujah. He says the Lord will make you the head or the leader and not the tail, the follower. And you will be above only, and you will not be beneath. If you listen and pay attention to the commandments of the Lord your God, which I am commanding you today to observe them carefully. God tells us he will make you the leader. Amen. Not the follower. It says, do not turn aside from any of the words which I am commanding you today, to the right or to the left, to follow and serve other gods. So see here, these are the blessings. The first 14 verses only talks about the blessings. 14. Now we're going to read the next 54. And that deals with the consequences of disobedience. And that's our subject, is what are the consequences for the believer for being disobedient. Now, let's go to verse number 15. And we're going to look at some of the consequences for being disobedient. It says, but it shall come about, if you do not listen to and obey the voice of the Lord your God, being careful to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I am commanding you today, then all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. Now let's stop right here before we even continue. It says, but it shall come about. It says, it shall come about. So that's, it means it's going to happen. He didn't say maybe or it might. It says it shall. If you do not listen. So I'm asking the Christians, why are you not listening? That's why you're living shabby lives and below the lifestyle, the godly lifestyle that God has provided for you. If you just be obedient. This disobedience, family, is something that you need to understand, because God is serious about this. Amen. He says, it shall come about, if you do not listen to and obey the voice of the Lord your God. You got to listen to and obey. What comes by? Faith comes by hearing or listening. So you have to listen to the word of God. God is serious about this, and I'm serious about it. We as Christians, we have to understand this disobedience. This is another trick of Satan. This is another one of his deceptions for us to be disobedient to the word of God. Verse 16, it says, you will be cursed in the city and cursed in the field. So if you do not be obedient to God's word, you're going to be cursed in the city and cursed in the field. Verse 17, your basket and your kneeling bowl will be cursed. He said, the offspring of your body and the produce of your land, the offspring of your herd and the young of your flock will be cursed. You will be cursed when you come in, and you will be cursed when you come out. Everywhere you go, you're going to be cursed. The Lord will send upon you curses, confusion, and rebuke in everything that you undertake to do, until you are destroyed, perishing quickly because of the evil of your deeds, because you have turned away from me. God is saying everything that you do will be cursed. And you're going to consistently be cursed until you are eventually destroyed. Satan comes only to kill, steal, and destroy. And your deception, thinking because you have a free will, you can make these decisions, which you can, because God has given you the privilege to make your own decisions, your own free will. But that's why when you make sure that your decisions that you do has to line up with the word of God. Amen. And it's so easy to do. It's nothing hard about doing God's word. Amen. It says the Lord will make the pestilence and plagues to cling to you until he has consumed and eliminated you from the land which you are entering to possess. Amen. It says God will, he says he will cause the plagues. Do you want a plague? Amen. Come on, family. Well, you know what? I'm just about out of time for today's message. Aren't you glad? But we're going to continue next week where we're going to continue reading from Deuteronomy and the plagues. But until then, please remember these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. It simply says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." God bless you.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.